With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music podcast. My name is Joe Lynch and I am here with Jason Lipschitz.
What's going on, man?
And Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Can't complain. It's my birthday month.
It's your birthday
month. August?
Wow. Yeah.
You're one of
Congrats.
Those.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
You get a whole month.
Well, it's
Big
my, it's August.
Vibe.
It's the beginning of August. And my birthday is August 4th. So it's not like my birthday is August 28th. And I'm like, birthday month.
Wait, what day is your birthday?
The 4th.
Wow. So that's fast. Yeah.
That is really fast.
What
I'm
are we
going to
do for it?
We'll see. We'll talk off the pod.
Birthday
we don't,
pod.
We honestly don't want, yeah, birthday pod. This could actually be the, you know,
I wasn't prepared for that.
Pod.
Yeah.
You know, like my.
Would you be like traveling that day though?
I will not. It's on Sunday.
Oh, see, I don't even know what day is.
I
guess
calendar.
This actually does work as the birthday pod because one of my must hear music picks is the song Happy Birthday to You.
Oh,
I want to talk about
that.
See what
yeah.
you guys think. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, well, happy cool. early birthday to you. And Lindsay, you're having a great time in your life right now because you're getting a new roommate.
Yeah.
And
so
it's always
fun.
Anything moving related is just always, you know, just fun, easygoing.
Yeah. Very, very low stress. Not a lot going on.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice to have your life like just
big
thrown into
vibe.
Upheaval.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, let's, I don't know, let's talk about some music, I guess. Is that what we allegedly do on
let's
this
do
thing?
Let's do it. That you must hear.
That you must hear. Not even like, maybe give it a shot
maybe
if you feel like
music?
It. This is definitely gotta hear, gotta collect them all.
I would love to do a podcast, maybe hear music.
Yeah, perhaps hear music.
If you want.
If you feel like it, yeah.
A soft it's, sell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so one of my picks is new Beyonce. So the song I picked is Other Side from her The Lion King, The Gift album. But I want to talk about The Lion King, The Gift and The Lion King soundtrack and The Lion King film all as a package.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But really, let me just start with the song. So, or I guess the backstory. So as you've probably heard, unless you're living under Pride Rock, there is a
oh,
live
no.
action.
Oh,
I know, that was terrible.
After that joke, bury me under Pride Rock, please.
Easily done. So live action Lion King, which sounds like it would be a disaster, or just like bizarre, like an Uncanny Valley, but for animals type weird thing. But I saw it because it was maybe my favorite Disney movie growing up. Like that and Beauty and the Beast were kind of like
sure.
neck and neck.
Okay.
And I have to say I loved it. Like, you know, and like if you go into it with high expectations, don't do that. I went into it with a very low bar and it was delightful. The new Timon and Pumbaa, Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner are hysterical. They have great ad-libs. That being said, the rest of the dialogue is pretty much the same as the original movie. So it's just like a very beautiful like documentary version of The Lion King, almost. Beyonce's Nala,
sure.
and she sings obviously the Nala songs, and then she recorded a kind of companion album to the actual soundtrack, which is called The Lion King, The Gift, which is her collaborating with a bunch of different African artists. And the one, I mean, there was a number of great ones on this, but the one that really stuck out to me was the song Other Side, which has this really lovely kind of like cascading piano and kind of like an atmospheric, almost ambient thing going on in the background. it's like very low key but lovely, and just kind of a new like kind of ballad vibe that we haven't heard from Beyoncé that I feel like I would like to hear her explore more. But then she also brings in Ben Cooley, who appears on a couple other songs on The Gift, who is an African singer who sings in Yoruba. And then so he's singing in Yoruba towards the end of the song. And then Beyoncé joins in Swahili, and she sounds I mean, I don't know if she actually speaks it or not, but, you know, she sounds lovely as always singing in it. There's another track with Burna Boy, who's awesome.
Love
that
Burna
has very strong Drake vibes. It's just a really cool, like, it's awesome that she's using this as an opportunity to shine a light on African artists, and also in the case of Other Side, like, do a sound that we really haven't heard from her before. So that's my pitch. What do you guys think about this?
We're out of time.
All right, then.
All
that's
right.
It. That's all
wow.
we got.
Wow, I've been buried under Pride Rock.
You can't reuse that.
I just want to say, I just want to say two things. One is a frustration and one is a question. Mm-hmm. My frustration is that, and we talked about this in a meeting last week, I believe. I feel like the marketing behind this project was a little garbled. Like,
yeah.
I didn't know what this album was before it arrived.
I think that's true.
And I just, like, it just kind of came, and part of it was I think they held off on releasing the track list, but, like, even if they had, in the same way, and I think in our when we were discussing this, we were discussing how, like, comparing Kendrick Lamar's Black Panther soundtrack, which, like, you totally got it. It was like, Black Panther is this Marvel film. Kendrick Lamar executive produced the soundtrack. It's going to be very hip-hop focused, but it's going to tie into the movie. It just, like, you totally got this. This was like, Beyoncé's doing, like, a pseudo soundtrack, but there's also another soundtrack, and then it arrives, and it's more, like, African influence. I guess my question is, I wonder how much bigger of a deal this album would have been if it just was, like, not related to The Lion King whatsoever. If it was just, like, Beyoncé wanted to do, like, this kind of, like, all collabs, her Ed Sheeran number 6 collaborations project, if you will. No, I'm just kidding about that. But if she just, like, this was just a Beyoncé project that didn't have any affiliation to The Lion King,
but still had The Lion King snippets in it.
Ideally.
Because that would be confusing, I think.
That's
but
what
just
I've
was her,
wanted.
Like, exploring, like, these, like, African, like, these African artists and influences. Like, I think it would have been received much differently.
I think that's probably true. I think there was definitely some confusion that people were like, oh, this is just the soundtrack to the movie.
Right, right.
I would tend to agree. I think they did the, you know, patent, it's a Beyoncé album, and they were like, oh, well, just Beyoncé surprise release it. But it was, there's too much confusion. I think that's a fair point marketing-wise.
Yeah.
That being said, I mean, you know, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Like, it's a great
that's
album.
True.
It's lovely. It's, you know, fun to hear her doing different things. But I was going to – has anyone seen the movie or plan on seeing it?
I would love to see this movie.
Yeah, it seems like
I
up your alley. There was a trailer for Frozen 2 before it. So,
oh, man. That's my Super Bowl.
It's looking good.
That's my Super Bowl. I cannot wait for Frozen 2. I'm going to be intolerable in this office when Frozen 2 is around.
Like, yeah.
It's all I want to talk about. No, I'm not going to see this movie. But
ever?
Maybe, like, it might be on, like, HBO. It's like, oh, they're singing. That's cool. Nah, I'm not going to see it. But that's fine. I have no judgment against it, though.
All right. And do you have anyone have thoughts on this song? Did anyone listen to this song? Can we have musical thoughts, people?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was complaining about narrative. I do like this music. I guess that's why it's frustrating to me, is because, like, I like this album a lot. I like this song a lot. And it's cool that Beyoncé is not only exploring this side of her own music, but shining a light on some really interesting artists that wouldn't get this type of spotlight otherwise. Yeah, I just, you know, that's kind of why it's a little frustrating to me.
Mm-hmm.
I like this song. I think it's beautiful. I love the instrumentation. I feel like anything I say will just sound like a joke at this point.
All right. Fair enough. We can move along then.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's listen to some of it then. Song is Beyoncé, Other Side from The Lion King, The Gift.
Best believe me. You will see me on the other side.
All All right, that was new Beyonce. I wanted to float the idea. So I want someone to do, and I mean, I could do this. You could do this on Spotify, but I'm just too lazy. I want someone to take, like, you know, because there's like snippets of The Lion King woven into this. I want someone to redo it, but with the A Star Is Born snippets. Or vice versa.
Wow.
So it's like the A Star Is Born album, but then it's Lion King. It's like being like, no Scar, like, we're going to beat you. And then it cuts to like, Tell Me Something Girl or whatever.
Wow. Oh, wow. I only half understand that, but I love it.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not explaining it.
Really, I fully understand it, and I don't love it.
Wow, ouch.
I'm sorry.
Lindsay and I really went on.
I think it's a really strong idea, to be honest.
I support you entirely.
All right, great. I'm never going
to
do it.
But I won't listen to it, yeah.
Well, let's talk about something we will listen to, which is a new Haim.
Yes.
The song is called Summer Girl, coincidentally released during the summer. Smart marketing choice on the Haim sisters' part. Lindsay, this is your pick, so why don't you take it from here?
I love this song. I spent far too long trying to figure out what the bass line reminded me of. It's Walk on the Wild Side.
Wow.
It's so clear now that I figured it out. But also a little bit of Citizen Cope.
Whoa.
those are just my personal thoughts. So yeah, I'm hearing all of that on here.
So pending lawsuit, sounds good.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there early, get everyone ahead of it. But yeah, this is the lead single off what will be their third album?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm almost positive.
Yeah, they only had two albums.
Yeah. Which is wild because it seems like they've been around for so much longer.
Yeah, like, I mean, they have been for like 5-6 years.
Their first album was 2013. Yeah.
6 years.
Not that
long.
Not
exactly prolific there, but you know.
Wow.
Not exactly. But yeah, I think this is a really interesting choice for a lead single. It doesn't necessarily hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a very soft, airy, breezy summertime song.
Yeah.
There's a really nice horn that sort of follows them throughout the video and follows the song along.
I didn't see the video. Does the horn actually follow them?
It's
Are they being like stalked
horn.
By a horn?
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It's
like a
crazy
horror
visual
movie.
Concept,
yeah.
Indeed.
Horrifying.
Mm. Horrifying.
Yeah. Horrifying, yeah. That's good. That actually is good, yeah.
Thank you. Take it away.
Yeah, no, I like this a lot. I'm actually happy that it is a little more laid back. I feel like, and I really do like Haim. I was in love with their debut, and I really liked the second one as well. But, like, I think it would just be, like, so predictable for them to come back with another, like, high-energy, harmony-laden,
definitely,
like, rock bop. I really like that this is something a little different from them, because as much as I like them, like, they can get a little samey.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, like, it's got a little bit, like, the guitar has a little, like, country Americana. They're pulling back a little bit on the energy, but it's not, like, lazy. The horn in there, as you mentioned, is, like, has a little jazzy element, kind of like that lonely nightclub vibe.
Mm-hmm.
The strings have a lot of, like, energy that seems to, like, be threatening to, like, break forth, but never really does. Like, I like that they're pulling back a little bit on this. It's different for them, and
yeah.
I'm into that. And of course, I mean, their voices always sound fantastic
Amazing.
Together. They know how to construct a song, so you know, you take those things and then you add some different elements. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like this as well. I was gonna say something else about this, but you pointing out that they're not very prolific. I think that Haim has this good knack, of coming back around, like, exactly when I'm personally ready for
sure.
them. Like, I just, like, when
it's
they...
It's all about you in the end.
It really is. Like, come on. Like, I saw them at Pitchfork Fest. They headlined a couple weeks ago, and I just was, like, ready for some... Like, they came on
sure.
stage, and I was like, man, I haven't listened to Haim in, like, that much in, like, the past year and a half. It's been exactly 2 years since they put out their second album. And, you know, they kind of disappear when they're not putting out an album and touring behind that album. At least they have over
the past.
They might
appear in, like, the background of a Taylor Swift Instagram
or
something.
Yeah. Well, or, like, I know, was it Danielle who worked on the Vampire Weekend album?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, it's not like they disappeared off the face of the earth, but, like, they... I just kind of was like, in the same way that when they came back with their second album, I was like, yeah, like, let's go. Like, want you back.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song. Yeah, I was just ready for like a new late summer Haim song. And this really delivered.
Yeah, no, I said that flippantly. I didn't really mean to like slam on
Jason
them.
Jason came for you.
Yeah.
He did, and fair enough. Yeah.
That's it.
But no, it probably is smart really for like a rock group at this point. Like, you know, most... it, you know, it's not the hottest genre on the face of the earth anymore. So, like, you know, we don't need
who you
it.
Ask.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Lindsay. So, yeah, I mean, a rock group putting out an album every year kind of tends to overwhelm the casual fan base.
Sure.
But, yeah, anyways, enough of that yammering. Let's just listen to it. It's Haim, Summer Girl. I'm your summer girl.
Summer girl.
What?
Are you a summer girl?
Not really. Autumn is my favorite.
I was thinking about how
same.
Yeah, I've gotten more into fall.
Fall's where it's at.
Fall's where it's at. I was thinking about how we're not that far away from pumpkin spice time.
I like pumpkin spice. I love when the leaves turn colors. Not that that happens in New York because of the pollution. They just get gray and fall off.
New Jersey.
Sounds like me.
That being said, I like jacket weather. Nice crisp wind. It's great running weather, you know.
I could see Post Malone doing a song called Fall Boy. Just to throw that out there, someone
sure.
Could.
Yeah. I guess I might listen to it once or twice and then hear it 50
forever.
Million times on the radio for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I will say
one other
thing. Keep talking about fall.
One other thing about fall. There is a photo on the internet of me and Joe in a pumpkin patch from a couple years ago.
I carved those pumpkins. And I ate all of the seeds.
That is a good. Yeah, I'm hiding. It's like a house full of pumpkins, and I'm like lurking in the back of the
house.
Yeah,
it's a good photo. That's all I got.
I can't find it, but there's a really great. Never mind. I'm just going to move on.
What's up? What do we got,
Jason?
Next?
What do we got? Yeah, it's your pick. Dealer's choice. You have two choices.
Oh, can I talk about Charlie XCX and Christina and the Queens?
Yes, you can.
Let me tell you something about Charlie XCX and Christina and the Queens that you guys already know. They make great pop music. Then they made a great ass pop song together. Gone
sure
has been out for a few weeks. I listen to it most days. It's an excellent pop song that really does kind of marry their two sensibilities. Like you can hear like the Charlie influence creeping into Christine's part and vice versa. Just a really big chorus. I really like the bridge on this song where it kind of chops and screws the pre-chorus, I guess. This song's a jam, man. Like
Do you think it slaps? Does it fall
I would
into
say that,
that
it slaps.
Category?
It's a banger. Yeah.
I don't know if it can be a banger and slap.
I think it's both. I think it's both.
I have to look at some Venn diagram evidence of this.
I just wish that Christina and the Queens and Charlie XCX make music that is not going to see modern top 40 radio. This song is not on the Hot 100 and probably never will be. But I want people to really appreciate it as just this pristine gem of a pop song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So do you like it?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
No, now I am a little lukewarm.
Thumbs down from Jason.
Thumbs down.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's Christine and the Queens.
Christine's calling me right now.
That is
that's fun. Sorry about that.
Anyway, what'd you guys think?
I totally agree. I think this is a great song. I actually didn't know. This was one of the more surprising collaborations. Maybe I was just out of the loop.
Wouldn't be the first time.
I often am. But yeah, I didn't know that they were friends or collaborators. So I was pleasantly surprised to see the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the last Charlie XCX I heard was the one with Pablo Vittar, which was cool. And that wasn't even that long ago.
That was like a week ago. She puts out a new song like most weeks now.
Right, yeah. So this somehow I missed this one. Yeah. Because I guess there's not a drag queen in it. So, you know, I mean, Christy and the Queen's pretty close. It's drag queen adjacent, I feel like. But anyways, yeah, I like this. I'm not like, a full-on Charlie stan like many people on staff. But I feel like it has a fantastic vibe. Their voices blend really well together. They sound similar, but like similar enough where it's like it's very lovely, but different enough where you kind of get that flavor from each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like effortless. And yeah, and I appreciate at the end where you were saying that there's like the chopped up vocals and some weird modulation stuff. I like that this is a pop song. And kind of as you said, like it's not even bothering to like aim for some top 40 play. It's like, It's allowing the freak flag to fly towards the end of the song, and why the hell not?
And it just very quickly, it's been interesting to see Charlie's evolution because she was like making hits 5 years ago in terms of Boom Clap, Fancy with Iggy Azalea, now she's just completely veered away and is just doing her own thing and seems to be having a blast doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good point.
Yeah, just keeps pulling in those fancy checks and then can just make her own music, follow her own muse, right?
How it works.
It was fancy check. She just opens her mail. Another fancy check.
Fancy another
Thanks,
check.
Iggy.
Yeah, great. Well, let's listen to it. Charlie XCX and Christine and the Queens, Gone. I feel so unstable. Fucking hate these people. How they making me feel lately. They making me weird, baby, lately. I feel so unstable. Fucking hate these people. All right, that was Gone, but Not Forgotten.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know.
It was fine.
It was fine. All right, let's do another one of my picks. So it's all about me today.
Uh-huh.
Song is Kygo and Whitney Houston. Spoiler alert, they were not real-life collaborators. This is a posthumous collaboration.
Spoiler alert.
There is a version of Higher Love, which... even if you don't think you know it, you know the 80s song from Steve Winwood, Higher Love.
Sure.
It was a number one hit in 1986, I believe.
Yep.
You know, just kind of one of those like iconic era songs. So Whitney recorded this for her third album, I'm Your Baby Tonight, in 1990. For whatever reason, we have actually a fantastic oral history of how this new version came together. But that oral history doesn't really answer the question of why this song was not included on the album. It was just relegated to a Japan-only track.
Yep.
Maybe they just didn't want her doing covers. I don't know. But anyway, so this lingered, you know, in obscurity for a long time. And then, you know, years after Whitney's death, her estate decided for the first time ever to, you know, get behind an official posthumous Whitney song. And taking note of how well Kygo had revamped sexual healing from another late icon, Marvin Gaye, they were like, hey, he did a fantastic job of kind of like being true to the original, but, you know, like putting a modern sheen on it. Like, let's see if he can do the same thing to Whitney Houston. And like, it's a total home run. Like, it's her vocal is fantastic. He doesn't overwhelm it, but he kind of gives it like a little bit of like, it's not even like a modern like sheen. It's like just a little modern bed to lie on. Like, it's not intrusive. It's just kind of there. And yeah, her vocal is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds like, you know, he's very reverential towards it, even though there's like a little second where he chops up the vocal. It's just it's hit the Hot 100, her first posthumous Hot 100 hit. It's just very cool to hear not only new Whitney, but like, you know, sometimes you get those like after death projects and you're kind of like, oh, I see why this vocal wasn't included on the album.
Didn't go anywhere.
Yeah. But like, this is like legit great. So it's wonderful to hear something wonderful from her. Wonderful, wonderful,
so wonderful.
Et cetera,
wonderful,
et cetera.
Wonderful.
Spectacular, spectacular. What do you guys think?
It's so fun. I can't see anybody hating this song. And if you do, then you just hate fun.
Wow.
I'm
holy
just gonna put that
cow.
Out there. I am looking forward to the day that I hear this out.
Like out and about dancing?
Just like when I walk down the
supermarket.
Street in my own head. You know?
Sure.
Yeah, the supermarket.
That day could be right now, honestly.
Yeah, I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet. I meant out at just a casual bar, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Cafe.
A little cafe on a Saturday
Bookstore.
Night.
Borders.
Borders. Going to Borders. Here's some
Does
Whitney
Borders exist
they all
anymore?
Closed.
No.
It's Barnes
yeah.
and Noble.
It's Barnes and Noble right now, yeah.
Or an independent retailer near you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Go to like a frame store here, higher level. Ah, that's
what?
Nice.
That one.
That frame stores on mind. Yeah.
I actually have heard this out in the wild.
How did it do?
It was a smash.
What did it do to the people?
Yeah. It was me driving by myself.
Oh.
And my heart soared when I heard it. No, I it was just cool to hear Whitney Houston's voice on Top 40 radio. It's been a very long time.
Did you do a spit take when you heard it?
Yeah, I dropped my coffee in my lap because I couldn't believe.
What? Yeah.
Oof. Whitney Houston and Kygo? No, I actually knew that the song existed, and I was like, oh, that's that new Kygo Whitney Houston song.
Less of a shock.
So, yeah, in conclusion, it was nice to hear it that one time while I was driving.
Yeah. No, it's cool. And I mean, I think it's kind of, we'll see where it goes from here. You know, I don't know if this is like a Pandora's box situation where now they're going to try a bunch more of these and they won't be as successful.
Kygo's box.
I mean, I don't know if there's going to be like, hey, she recorded the safety dance, and now we're going to have Kygo give us a spin on that.
I am curious to see what comes after this for both of them.
I think given they've waited so long to even do this one song, I would imagine that they'll treat the legacy very respectfully, and it could be a while.
Do you think this is Kygo's new lane forever?
I honestly, I feel like he, like his sexual
it's not
healing.
A bad lane
no,
at all.
Remix, he definitely expanded his fan base. Like people who,
yeah.
people I know who don't care about dance music know about Kygo now
love
because
Gaye.
Of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, you know, anyway, so I think that, if he did a full album of, revamping,
That'd
classic songs. Yeah,
I'm
there for it. Anyways, well, let's listen to some of it. Kygo and Whitney Houston, Higher Love. All right, that was Higher Love. Lindsay, so earlier you did Haim Summer Girl. Continuing that theme, we got Noah Cyrus July.
Yeah.
Got Summer on the Mind.
Summer on the Brain, but kind of lonely summer songs.
Oh,
really.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, that's you.
That's me in a song.
All right.
I've become a massive Noah Cyrus fan in the span of 2 weeks.
Yes, yes.
I absolutely love this song. I love its video. I'm so proud of her, you
Aww.
Know? No, but really, she was in our office not too long ago, and we talked about, I was like, look, from the outside, your voice just sounds stronger than ever. Do you mm-hmm. feel that way? And she was basically saying how, more than ever, she feels like she's come into her own.
Yeah.
And she's sort of at that place in time where she's having more of a say in her direction and the music she wants to make, which I think really shows on this song and is really exciting. It's definitely not to compare to her sister, but the Miley Malibu moment. We're getting mm-hmm. This softer, more country vibe from Noah than we've really ever heard before. And yeah, I think she sounds beautiful, and it's just a very bare bones, delicate song to come back with.
Yeah. What do you think, Jason?
Yeah, I've been on the Noah Cyrus train.
You started the train.
I really did start the train.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, 2.5 years ago now. Mm-hmm. I hope that she blows up. I think she's really talented. I think that she's unique. She's obviously always going to be compared to her sister. You think that she'll be compared to her dad now as well?
I think she might be compared to Trace Cyrus.
That's what we were talking about. Metro
yeah.
Station.
Yeah.
We were talking
shake,
about
shake, Metro
shake,
Station.
Shake it.
Yeah. Yeah.
My God.
Is Metro Station in the studio? What?
But yeah, no, I really, I don't even know what to say. I really liked, and I'm blanking on the name of the EP she put out at the end of last year that I really liked.
Sounds like you're a real big Noah Cyrus fan on that train.
Why am I?
It's the Cry. Something Cry.
No, that was before. I'll find it while
Anyways.
You talk. But no, she's awesome and definitely super talented. I don't know if she has quite found the right song that really will connect. I like this one as well. Good Cry. That's what it was. Good Cry. Check out Good Cry. I'm sorry I couldn't remember the name of it, but it's like a 5 or 6 song EP that I listened to a lot at the last fall. See, when it was pumpkin spice
when you were
season.
Going through that
pumpkin
rough
spice
time.
When I was going through that rough time
spice
of
latte.
Yeah. anyway, yeah, Noah Cyrus. What do you think, Joe?
I like this. I like it's a little. It's unexpected from what I'd heard from her before. It's like it is like a pretty like depressing song, like very like strummy, low key. The whistling in the background like sounds like it's just like very like lonely, like high plains drifter type thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new lane for her. I think it's especially emotional. It sounds very. Authentic. I like it. I would agree with you, Jason, that I kind of don't know if I see this, though, as like her lane. Like, I can't imagine like a full album of this. And I don't think she's intending for
that. Yeah.
But like, it's good. No, I mean, it sounds good. She sells the song well.
I guess it's almost a good thing like that she does have the last name Cyrus, because I think that she will continue to get chances. And I think she will figure out that perfect lane for her. But yeah, Good Cry. I couldn't believe I blanked on the name of that, but I wrote a whole thing about it last year. Topanga, which is like the acoustic like finale on that album.
I think we talked about
really
it
good.
On the podcast, and that was a good song.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Shout out Boy Meets World.
Shout out to Boy Meets World.
Yeah, I miss Topanga and Corey.
All right. Let's listen to it. Noah Cyrus, July.
You know why I'm afraid of change. Guess that's why we stay the same. So tell me to leave, I'll pack my bags, get on the road. Find someone that loves you better than I do, darling, I know.
All right, that was Noah Cyrus. Lindsay left the room with honestly probably the worst excuse I've ever heard for leaving a podcast, which is, I have to paint my roommate's room? Like,
yeah,
what?
That doesn't make any sense.
I would never do that.
No, absolutely not.
That's insane.
Not. No, yeah. Like, she just didn't want to talk about our final song.
I think that's probably the case. So, Jason, this is your pick. Shooter Gang Coney, Charlie is the song.
Yes, Shooter Gang Coney, Charlie is indeed the song. So, I'm just going to repeat what you said.
Thanks. So Shooter Gang is the Sacramento collective, right? And he is... he's one of the members
of
it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So Shooter Gang Coney is a Sacramento rapper. Just put out a new project a couple weeks ago called Secondhand Smoke. And this has been kind of bubbling up on a couple of the rap blogs. I really, really like this release. And Charlie is the second song on it. It's the standout. It's like this kind of like 2+ minute just kind of rap song. It's very straightforward. It's a little bit funky.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a lot of personality here that I found really, really exciting. And yeah, it just made me want to dive into the whole project. He kind of raps with a sort of abandon and a cockiness that isn't that atypical, but he just pulls it off really well. I also want to point out, and I want to say Tom Bryan from Stereo Gum wrote about this song and pointed this out, that he says that his gun goes wah, 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 wah on this song.
Like a Charlie Brown telephone?
Yeah. And I don't know what gun sounds like that, but I guess in,
right,
in his world it does. But
If you thought you were like an intruder or something, like let's say you have a gun in your house and there's an intruder and you like you're scared and you pull the trigger and then it's like wah, 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 wah. You feel like oh, I'm gonna die, aren't
I? It'd be a bummer. But that's neither here nor there. There's also the last thing I want to say about this song is on his new album there is a collaboration with Sada Baby, who we talked about on Must Hear Music a couple weeks ago, who I love as well. So this was, you know, heaven sent.
Serendipitous.
But yeah, if you're looking for some new like underground rap, check out Shooter Gang Coney. What'd you think?
I liked it. Yeah, I'm glad I had not listened to this song or project. Yeah, and kind of what you said with like the funkiness, like there's a real nice like reverb in the bass line. There's kind of like a little bit of that G-funk element to it. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, you know, it's like nearly any rap song, it seems, in 2019 is going to have trap elements to it, yep, as this does. But, like, him being from California, like, it seems like he is, like, or, like, him and his producer, who I don't know who the producer is, so shout out to the producer, whoever that is, are, like, you know, kind of going out of their way to include some of that, like, 90s G-Funk sound into it. So it's not just, like, following the trends. It's, like, you know, within the space of what rap sounds like now, but also bringing in some of that Southern California flavor, which is good to hear. I mean, you know, it's I think it's time to mix things up. So I like that this has a little bit of a different flavor to it.
Yeah.
And Lindsay thought, I guess, that it wasn't worth the
she was so she excited would rather about paint this. A room. Yeah, she was so excited about Shooter Gang Coney. She couldn't even contain herself. She ran out of the podcast.
Right. She's like, I'm so excited I could just paint a room, and then buzzed right out.
What if that's what Lindsay did every time she got really excited? She just painted a new room.
That would be great, actually.
Yeah. I mean, she should be like a painter.
That'd be a nice side hustle. Yeah. Speaking of, do you paint? Are you, when you feel like, if you have paint, you have a home, do you paint your own home?
We did. Yeah. When we moved in, I'm colorblind. So
wait, really?
We have two
colorblind people. In
office. Yeah. I'm colorblind. So I mean, I mix up shades of colors. So, my dear wife like picked out like, this is what this wall should be. This is what this room should be. And I was like, sure. And then we painted it.
Yeah. So,
it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun. It gets a little tedious, but if you just like clear out an afternoon, put on some music.
Yeah, put on some good tunes. Yeah.
Then
huffing those fumes.
It also
you know?
Always does look better. I mean, that's
it's
the
true.
Thing. If you paint a wall, is
no,
it's
that's not
better.
True, though. One time when I was a kid, I painted my room lime green.
Oh, ooh, no. Why'd
you do that? I regretted that immediately. I don't know. I guess I thought it would be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, this was the 90s. We were all... You know, what I don't know, what were you, huffing gobstoppers and gushers? I don't know what was going on then.
I really want to know
drinking
why...
Drinking Jolt, you know.
I really want to know why Lindsay's painting her roommate's room. Do you think do you think listeners should send in what they think, why they think, and then
I feel like, well, she's
pod,
getting a new roommate, an old roommate's moving out, and a new one's moving in. I feel like the old roommate should have handled this, honestly.
Well, I actually want listeners to send in their hypotheses.
Yeah,
why is Lindsay painting this room?
All right, send in fanfic in 140 characters or less. All right, well, this was all a roundabout way of saying, let's listen to Shooter Gang Coney's Charlie.
All these eyeballs, keep it Charlie. I don't wanna hurt nobody, nigga. I'm just tryna catch a vibe or a body. Keep it Charlie, bitch. I got a chopper on me, go wah-wah-wah-wah and flip the whole party. If it saw me fall, the nigga or a got me, nigga say he got a Tommy. Shoulda shot it when he saw me. Shoulda pookie in the room, probably fuck her in the lobby. I'm a gang member, bitch, so you know I got it on me. Coney.
All right, that was Shooter Gang Coney. That's all we got.
What do you think? If you think if Shooter Gang Coney listens to this podcast, he'll like listen to this and then he'll be like, why did they start talking about painting rooms after talking about my song?
Yeah.
We won't have an answer.
I would definitely wonder that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Whatever. I have no rooms to paint, but I guess we still should end the podcast.
So. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Tweet us your favorite songs of the summer so far.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but you know, we're in August. That summer's starting to wind down.
Oh, no.
So at some point, we'll be talking about what our personal songs of the summer are on the podcast.
It's true.
Anyways, have a great week. We will catch you next time. We'll be right back.